Hi, this is Dr. Bob Campbell from the Willow Wellness Center in Park Ridge, Illinois. And I'd like to lead you today in a tool that we use in mindfulness meditation called the body scan. We begin by finding a comfortable position, preferably lying down. And then we take a large, deep breath. Allow that breath to fill your lungs and then exhale. And then take another deep breath just to relax. And with the exhale, allow all the stress of the day to leave your body. Then I'd like you to take your attention and recognize that you can move it from place to place. And so first, take your attention and just notice the nostrils of your nose as you breathe. And just notice that as air moves in and out, your nostrils feel just a little bit different each time. Allow those breaths to come naturally. You don't have to change your breath as you do this. You just want to notice what your body is naturally doing. Then I'm going to ask you to take your attention and move it to the big toe on your right foot. Just notice your toe, maybe for the first time today. Notice that you might be able to feel some of your clothing on your toe, your sock or your shoe. You may notice whether there's any pain or tension in your toe. And then move your attention to the second toe on the same foot. And try to see if you can find some distinction between your big toe and that second toe. As you move your attention around your body today, you want to just notice any sensations that you have. You don't necessarily need to change them. Just notice them. And so you'll want to be paying attention to tightness and tension or looseness, kind of a relaxed sensation. You want to see if there is any tingling, whether the temperature has changed from one place in your body to the next. And so as we put our attention on that second toe on our right foot, you just want to notice whether you can make a distinction between that toe and your big toe. See if it's any different. Then we want to move our attention to the third toe on that foot. This is a place where it can be difficult to develop the distinction between the second and third toe. Just pay attention and see if you can notice anything different about that toe from your second toe. Notice if there is again a feeling of your clothing against your toe or whether you can notice any tension in it. And then allow your attention to move to your fourth toe on that foot. As we move toward the outside of the foot, we may notice again a change in temperature. So you just want to focus your attention right on that toe. And then finally, we'll move our attention to the little toe on that foot. And we may just notice that it's easier to distinguish the little toe from some of the toes in the middle of our foot. as it's on the outside of the foot. Sometimes, again, we have a change in temperature that we can notice, or you may notice that it is touching the side of your shoe. You may also notice part of your stocking or other clothes. And so you just want to keep your attention there on the small toe on your right foot. As we move our attention, we want to take it now to the ball of our foot. This is a place that supports much of our weight during the day as we walk. So you just want to notice what you can feel there, whether it is holding some tension in your foot or whether you can notice it feeling, again, part of your clothing or the shoe. And then move your attention to the instep of your foot. And this is a place where many people feel tension, and so you just want to notice that if you experience that. And then again, move your attention finally to the heel of your foot on your right side. As you think about your heel, there are several parts to it. That's the part of your heel that you walk on that supports your weight during the day. There's also the part, if you're lying down, there's a part of your heel that may be touching the ground. And so you may want to notice that spot that touches the ground and how it is being supported. You may feel pressure in one particular spot, and you just want to notice that pressure. And then you want to move your attention now to the bottom outside of your foot. And again, just notice what's going on there, whether you feel pressure, you feel your clothing, whether the temperature has changed. Now we're going to move our attention from our foot to our ankle. This is the first joint, the major joint that we're going to talk about today. And as we move our attention to the ankle, you may notice that it actually has several parts. So you have your inner ankle, the middle of your ankle, kind of in the place where your two bones meet. And then you may also notice the outside part of your ankle. And so in all those places, there may be some slightly different sensation. And you want to be able to take your attention and move it from place to place throughout your ankle, so that you can see, for instance, whether it is different on the inside of your ankle than the outside. Perhaps your socks feel different in those places, or if you don't have socks on your feet, you may notice that the temperature is different on the inside and outside. The key thing is just noticing the sensations that you experience. So now we take our attention and move it up the leg from the ankle to the shin. This is another place where people experience some tension at times, and so you want to notice whether the muscle that covers your shin is loose or tight. You may want to notice whether, again, you can experience some temperature changes. And then you can shift your attention to the back of your leg and your calf. And again, notice whether you experience any tension or whether it's a relaxed time for you. If you're lying on the ground, you may notice that there's a part of your calf that's touching the ground, and you want to notice that place, which might experience some pressure at this time. Now we're going to move our attention up our leg to our knee. And again, the knee is a complex joint. We have a kneecap. We have many tendons in the back of our leg that comprise part of the knee joint. It has an inside, again, and an outside area. And finally, the very middle part of our knee where the two bones connect. And in each of those places, you may have some different sensations. And so you want to just notice, where is it that you may feel the material of your clothes? How do those different parts of your knee feel? Is there any discomfort that you experience as you think about your knee? And put your attention there. So I want you to be able to take your attention and explore your knee just by moving your attention through the knee slowly from place to place. We now want to take our attention and move it to our thigh, the lower thigh, near the knee. And again, you can move your attention from the inside of your thigh to the outside of your thigh, and you may notice some differences in temperature. This is one of the largest muscles in your body, and so you may also notice that it is tired or it is loose and relaxed. You just want to notice how it feels for you. In the back of your leg, you'll begin to feel your hamstring. Your hamstring runs really the length of the distance from your knee up through your hip. And so you just want to notice whether you can tell that it's tight or loose and relaxed. And this is another place where you may notice the feeling of your clothing against your skin. As we take our attention further up our leg to the higher part of our thigh, again, you may notice a change in the way that that feels. You just want to take the time to move your attention around so that you can fully explore your body and notice the changes that it feels in different areas. Now we want to take our attention and move it to our hip, the right hip. Again, this is a complicated and complex joint. And so you want to notice the places where you feel a difference in tension, a place where it might be relaxed, where there might be some discomfort. And you just want to notice the way that it feels in the front part of your hip and the back. There may be a spot near your hip or on your buttock where you're pressing against the ground, and you want to notice that little spot where the tension, where the pressure is, where there might be some tension. And just notice again whether the internal part of your hip feels different than the external part, and whether the temperature has changed from place to place. You now want to take your attention and move it to your genital area. And again, just notice the temperature changes that you may experience. You want to notice any sensations that you might have in that place. And allow yourself to just notice that as your attention moves, you may notice that different parts of your body experience temperature and sensation differently. You then want to take our attention and move it up into our lower abdomen. This is a place where we may begin to experience some other kinds of feelings, like you may feel part of your digestive system working. And if you notice those things, that's just fine. You may want to keep your attention there for a moment just to notice what's happening. And as you move your attention further up your body into the lower part of your stomach, you may notice that your muscles have changed slightly and that the stomach moves as you breathe. You can take your attention further up to the area that is just above the diaphragm, the lower part of your rib cage, and just notice again that this is a portion of your body that changes as you breathe, and that your ribs move up and down with each breath as your lungs expand and contract. You want to take your attention and just continue to move it to your diaphragm and then to your ribs, and just notice how those things are changing. This is another place where you may notice the weight of your clothing or the feeling of your clothing against your skin. And then we can take our attention once again and move it just a little bit further up our body to our chest muscle on the right side. Some people experience some tension in the chest, so you just want to notice whether you are feeling that. And just notice whether there are other sensations that you feel. And then move our attention to the chest muscle on the left side. Again, noticing whether you're experiencing any sensations there that you don't feel on the right side. And then you want to move your attention to the front of your throat. Just move right up to the front of your throat and just notice that as you breathe, this area can experience some changes with each breath. It's also a place where you can experience some tension, and another place where you might experience a change in temperature, especially if your neck is uncovered. And then take your attention and move it across your collarbone to your right shoulder. In this joint, again, we want our attention to focus on both the outside and the internal piece of it, the structure itself. And just notice whether this is a place where you experience any tension or whether you can feel the weight of your clothing, or whether you can notice changes in temperature, or whether you can notice other things as you move your attention around through your shoulder. We then want to take our attention and move it down our arm through our biceps, so the kind of front part of our arm. And then move to the elbow. And notice both the inside and outside of our elbow. If you're laying down, this is another spot where you may notice that you're resting on the floor, and so you have some pressure. You want to notice that spot where there is a little pressure. Then allow yourself to move your attention down your forearm and just experience each section of your forearm as you move down toward your hand, and notice both the inside and the outside parts of your forearm till you get to your wrist. And in your wrist, you may notice that there's a difference between the outside of your wrist and the inside, where there are a number of tendons and blood vessels. You may experience a difference in temperature there. It's pretty natural to do that. You may even feel your pulse in your wrist if you're very sensitive. And so then move your attention into the palm of your hand. Your hand has a number of different nerve endings, and so sometimes it can be very sensitive in different places, and so you want to move your attention slowly and carefully throughout your hand, moving it to the thumb and noticing that the thumb is not a single entity but has several parts to it. And so you want to notice the part before the first joint, and then notice the sensation of the pad of your thumb and the tip of your thumb. Then move your attention to your index finger, the pointing finger. And again, this is a place where you have a number of different nerves, and so you want to notice the pad of your finger and the portions of it all the way down to the knuckle, and then down to your hand itself and the palm, and then to the second finger. It's very easy to distinguish between the index finger and the second finger, and so again you want to explore this fully and take your attention through the length of your finger to your pad and then to the tip of your finger, and notice in each spot whether there is a difference in temperature, whether you feel any tension there. Then you want to take your attention and move it to the third finger on your right hand. Again, notice the length of your finger. Move your attention through it to the tip, and then to the little finger on your right hand, and take your attention again through the entire finger. Just notice whether there's a difference in temperature as it's on the outside of your hand. If you're lying on the floor, you may notice again a place where there is some pressure. Just see what you can notice as you move your attention through your hand. And now we just want to take our attention back to the back of our hand. See if we notice anything different there. And then up our forearm to the elbow again, and to the tricep, the other side of our upper arm, and just notice how that muscle feels. Then we finally move back to the shoulder, and then take our attention to the back of our neck. The back of our neck is a place where people often experience tension and pressure. And so you just want to notice how you feel there. And then slowly move up the back of your skull, just noticing whether there are any spots where you're feeling discomfort or whether there's any pressure there from lying down. Move to the very top of your head. And at the very top of your head, you may just want to wait for just a moment and notice whether your attention can pick up anything different at the very top of your head. Now we want to take our attention down to our forehead and move the attention from both the left side and the right side of your forehead, and just notice whether you are keeping any tension there. Move it to your eyebrows on both sides. Notice whether they're relaxed or whether they're tight. And move to your eyes. Your eyes are very sensitive, so you just want to notice how they feel in the moment. Make sure that you spend time moving your attention from your left eye to your right and trying to notice whether there is any difference between the feeling that you experience in each eye. Then move your attention to your nose and the bridge of your nose, down to your nostrils. Well, we've put our attention here before, and so it may feel familiar, but you want to just take a moment and notice your breath moving in and out. And just notice how it feels. Allow your attention to move to your right cheek and feel the temperature in your cheek, and then your right ear. Just notice that not only can you hear through that ear, but it also will pick up sensations of temperature. And then we can move our attention to our upper lip. Lips are very sensitive, and so you may notice temperature, you may notice that they are wet or dry. And again, move your attention to your lower lip. And again, the same thing, it's a very sensitive area. And then take your attention to your jaw. You can move your attention through the right side of your jaw to your chin and then to the left side of your jaw. Do it slowly because people notice that they experience tension in the jaw, and you just want to notice if you're one of those people. So you can move your attention back to the right and then to the chin and then to the left side of your jaw. And you can move your attention to your left cheek and then your left ear. Again, noticing whether there are any changes that you've experienced from the right side to the left. You may want to move your attention to your temples, both on the right and on the left side. Many people notice that they experience tension here, but they also may be able to feel their pulse as they move their attention to those areas. And from the left temple, just want to take your attention back around your head to the very back of your head. if you're lying down, you may want to move it to the spot where you're feeling just a little pressure as your head is supported by the floor. Now we want to move our attention down the back of our head to our neck and to the middle of our back between the shoulder blades. This is the spinal column, and we just want to notice how the spine feels and how this area of our back feels. This is a place where a lot of people hold tension in the middle of their upper back. So you just want to notice whether you are relaxed or whether you're tight there. This also may be a place where you're experiencing some pressure from lying down. And so you want to then move your attention from the middle of your back to your left shoulder and through this shoulder you want to move your attention from both the outside to the inner structures and just notice how your shoulder feels. Then take your attention down to your bicep in the left arm. Notice whether it is relaxed or tense. You may want to feel the clothing on your body touching your skin. And then move your attention down your arm to your left elbow. And the whole joint of your elbow, both inside and outside, allowing yourself to just notice the differences between the different parts of your elbow. Then we can take our attention to move it down to our forearm. Again, both the inside and outside parts of the forearm. You may notice changes in temperature from inside to outside. This may be a place where you're experiencing pressure from the floor and you just again want to notice that. Any sensation that you have is something that you want to take note of and notice. The essence of mindfulness is paying attention. And so we want to notice all the little things as we go through our body. And so we take our attention from the forearm to the wrist on the left side and just notice both the inside and outside of our wrist. Again, this is a place where you may be able to feel your own pulse. Notice the tendons on the inside of your wrist and just notice how those places feel. And we can take our attention to the palm of our left hand. And this time we'll begin with the little finger. And so on the left hand, we just want to move our attention to the little finger and the length of our little finger. Notice each different section of it up to the pad on our finger and the very tip of it. Just see if there's a sensation that you can identify that's just different. And then move your attention to the ring finger, the third finger. And again, there's a lot of nerve endings here, so you just want to notice each different part of your finger. And then take time to move your attention to the second finger and explore the length of it to the pad and the tip. As you go through each finger, just notice whether they are holding any tension for you or whether they're relaxed. And so as we get to the index finger and we take our attention there, you just want to notice how it feels throughout the length to the pad and the tip. And then we can take our attention to the back of our hand. Notice whether there's any temperature change there. And then back up our forearm through the elbow to the tricep. And just notice how the tricep feels. Then we want to take that attention to the shoulder and then back to the left shoulder blade. And the shoulder blade is a place where some folks experience some tension, sometimes some itchiness, and so you just want to notice that. You may notice some pressure from lying down. And you just want to move across your back to the right shoulder blade and notice how that feels. And then just take your attention to the middle of your back between the two shoulder blades. And now we're focusing on the spinal column for a little while. Just moving slowly down the spine. Just noticing each vertebrae if we can as we move our attention further down to the middle of our back. Now we may notice the ribs on this side of our body changing with each breath. You may notice some places where there's pressure that touches the floor and other places that are raised up from the floor. Until we get down finally to the small of our back. This is a place where a lot of people experience tension, so you just want to notice again whether you're experiencing tension there or whether it feels relaxed today. And then you want to take your attention down to the back sides of your hips, both on the right and on the left side. This may be another place where you're experiencing pressure from the floor. Just want to notice that. And then down to your buttock. In the buttocks, you may notice that, again, you're experiencing pressure. But some people can feel tightness here, and so you just want to notice whether you are experiencing that as well, both on the right and on the left side. And now we want to take our attention to the left thigh and the left side, both in the back where the hamstring is and the top of the front, rather, where we have our large thigh muscle. And then experience the inner thigh and the outer thigh. And just notice whether we can notice differences there. And pay attention to the things that we feel in this large muscle. Moving our attention down the thigh to the knee on the left side. And again, recognizing the complexity of this joint and the kneecap, and the internal structure of the knee, and the inside and the outside of the knee. the tendons behind the knee. And just want to notice all of those places and allow your attention to just move through those places as you will. And then we can take our attention to the calf on the left side. Just notice the place where we're feeling pressure from the floor as we rest. And then move your attention to the top shin area and the muscle next to the shin. Again, noticing how it feels and whether you can feel the clothing of your body on your body skin. We want to move from the shin, take our attention down to the left ankle. And the ankle, again, we want to move our attention from the inside through the internal structures of the ankle to the right side. And the outside. And then you want to take your attention to your foot. Move to your heel, in that place where it may be touching the ground and experiencing some pressure. And then to the bottom of your heel, where it supports your weight when you walk. You want to take your attention to the instep of your foot. This is again a place where you may experience some pressure or tension. And then across the top of your foot. Finally, to the outside part of your foot. Notice again whether this is a place you can experience the pressure from your shoe or your sock or any clothing that you have on. And then let's take our attention to the little toe on the left foot. The little toe on the outside is usually relatively easy to distinguish from the rest of our toes, and so we notice it. And then take your attention to and move it to the fourth toe. See if you can distinguish that from your little toe. And then to the third toe, and you have to pay attention closely here as you try to notice the difference between your third toe and your fourth toe. And then move your attention finally to your second toe. And again, this might be a place where it's difficult to distinguish, but you want to point your attention, your full attention, on your second toe and see if you can notice any difference from the rest of your foot. And then move your attention finally to the big toe on the left foot. And then the ball of your foot on the left side. Now, as we've explored the whole body and noticed lots of different parts of ourselves, we want to just notice all of our skin. So we want to expand our attention and just notice all of our skin and the way that it's feeling with the air and our clothing and every little part of us. So we want to just kind of expand our attention at this point and move it from one small place to all around us. And then take a deep breath in, and exhale, and allow the tension that we have in our body that we may have found in different places to just leave us with each exhale. So we take another deep breath in, and exhale. That's the end of the body scan, and I wish you peace.